today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about how do we avoid bad habits. So be with us. Today is Wednesday, the 4th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Isra, verses 83 to 84, and then we talk about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا.
And when we bestow favor upon the disbeliever, he turns away and distances himself. And when evil touches him, he is ever despairing.
قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا.
Say, each works according to his manner, but your Lord is most knowing of who is best guided in way.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When we bestow our blessings on men, he turns a blind eye to them as if it were not him who has prayed and appealed to us, distancing himself from performing what is his due in face of our blessings and is not grateful to us. And he also turns away from the bounty of the Quran. Mujahid says that it means he alienates himself from us. Hence, he gets involved in arrogance and egotism. But as soon as he is caught in the midst of poverty and sorrow, he loses his patience and becomes desperate, while a believer is not so, for he is always in a state of hope and activity. Hence, the verse refers to those who are not believers, though it appears to be general.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa tadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
We have one question. How do we avoid our bad habits? In our daily lives, we often find ourselves struggling with various bad habits that hinder our spiritual growth and overall well-being. A bad habit is a string of bad deeds that have become repetitive or even addictive. They could be as simple as indulging in front of the television, overeating, overspending, backbiting, vain talk, stagnating quarrels with others, not lowering one's gaze, and generally engaging in activities that could bring us closer to sin. Whatever it is, today is probably the best time to make those changes. Allah provides miracles every day of the year, and it happens to those who love Him and whom He loves in return.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Have you ever tried so hard to break a bad habit? Pull yourself back to rebuild yourself again with the hopes you could invite your friends on the same journey towards success, inshallah. Never be afraid of rejection or abandonment from your friends, but instead, find new ones who can lead you towards the right path. The fourth tip that we suggest is to make constant dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the biggest misunderstandings in the journey of self-improvement is the all-in or nothing-at-all mentality. Many people tend to think that breaking a good streak once is the end of the process. You have failed and lost all motivation to push forward. This is wrong. Allah is all forgiving. So you have to forgive yourself when you make a mistake. As we are only humans, so if you fall off, do not worry. Get back to the horse. Shrug off the minor setback and move forward. If you keep falling into habits that go against Islamic principles, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and strengthen to push forward. Always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you consistency and endurance to overcome the bad habits and guide you to the straight path, inshallah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One of the questions that we should ask ourselves to break a bad habit is, do I think it is all or nothing? Yes, be prepared that you will slip up and try to not let it get you down. A habit took a long time to form and it takes time to break. When you slip up, Shaitan will happily make you feel demotivated and think, see, I knew I couldn't do it, or what's the point? Seek refuge from Satan instead of focusing on where or when you went wrong, focus on what went right. You manage not to shout for 3 days and then slip up the fourth day. Say, Alhamdulillah, you at least didn't shout for those 3 days and astaghfirullah for the day you did. It's important to praise Allah, the Most High, and celebrate your success once in a while rather than listening to Shaitan and let your guilt prevent you on your journey of breaking that habit. You can get yourself a treat or a gift after breaking your habit for a certain amount of time. One way of building our good habits is be consistent. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Like how it is mentioned that bad habits are built over time, likewise the good ones follow the same order as well. Whatever you have set out to do, it will take time to be ingrained in your daily life as a routine. The key is to keep doing it day by day. The Prophet was asked about deeds that are most beloved to Allah. The Prophet said, "The acts that are most pleasing to Allah are those which are done continuously, even if they amount to little. Therefore, choose a deed or action that is small and good, such as doing your prayers on time continuously."
Another form of addiction, nastajiru billah, is alcoholism. Those that are addicted to alcohol, and they become alcoholics. They're constantly drunk. They live off of alcohol. This is not only detrimental to their health, to their livers, to their kidneys, but they're also putting themselves and others in danger. Usually alcoholics, they don't just stay at home. They go out and drive under the influence. So they are risking their lives, and they're risking the lives of anyone else who's on the street. And many of them end up in jail. This addiction could end you up in jail. You could end up killing someone, if not killing yourself. So this is very dangerous. Alcoholics tend to lose their families. No one wants to live with an alcoholic. They'll get divorced. They'll lose their children. They'll lose their job. And they could lose their lives. Another kind of addiction, which is a growing trend in some of our communities in the West, is the drug addiction. This is a problem among the youth. Being addicted to drugs, all kinds of drugs. Especially now that some form of drugs are being legalized in some states, in some countries, in some parts of the Western world. This is a growing problem, even in the Muslim community. This is a problem. Some say, well, what's the big deal? There are some drugs like marijuana that aren't very harmful. They don't harm the health. They don't kill. It's not a big deal. First of all, it does harm your health. It harms your lungs and it impairs your judgment. You could get in a car accident. You risk your life and you risk the lives of others. And for some, it could become a gateway drug, meaning it opens the doors to other drugs, other very dangerous drugs. So it starts off small, but it could end off with heroin that could kill, that could ruin your life.
Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about good habits and bad habits. So follow us. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي